Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things I've been messing with.
Good evening.
Good evening. Damn, I hear some. Your phone's out. Come on.
Okay, I hear Mom.
Yes.
Angela.
Yes.
Okay. Who else do I see on here? Is that Stacy?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I have Auntie Janet. No, that's Angela. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me keep going. Auntie Carrie. Sister Shirley.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, so far I have Hubert, Mom, Angela, Stacy, and Sister Shirley, and myself. Okay, I'll go ahead and pick up reading and numbers while we'll wait for others to join in. Auntie Betty?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let's see, Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll do a roll call and then do part of numbers. I have Hubert, Mom, Angela, Stacy, Auntie Dot, Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty, and myself. Did I get everyone? Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Okay, I will pick up in numbers 6. Oh. And this is where this is talking about the ceremony to take for the Nazarite vow. Excuse me, and it goes on to say, the Lord gave Moses these further instructions for the people of Israel. When either a man or a woman takes a special vow of the Nazarite, consecration himself to the Lord in a special way. He must not, therefore, during the entire period of his special consecration to the Lord, taste strong drink or wine or even fresh wine, grape juice, grapes, and raisins. He may eat nothing that comes from grapevine, not even the seeds or skin. Throughout the time, he must never cut his hair, for he is holy and consecrated to the Lord. That is why he must let his hair grow. And he may not go near any dead body during the entire period of his vow, even if it is the body of his father, mother, brother, or sister. For his vow of consecration remain in effect, and he is consecrating to the Lord throughout the entire period. If he is defiled by having someone fall dead beside him, then 7 days later he shall shave his defiled head. He will then be cleansed from the contamination of being in the presence of death. The next day, which is the 8th day, he must bring 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons to the priest at the entrance of the tabernacle. The priest shall offer one of the birds for a sin offering and the other one for a burnt offering and make atonement for his defilement. And he must renew his vow that day and let his hair begin to grow again. The day of his vow that were fulfilled before his defilement no longer counts. He must begin all over again with a new vow and must bring a male lamb a year old for a guilt offering. That was the reading out of Numbers 6, 1 through 12. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look as though we had a couple more callers to call in. Let's see. Daniel?
Amen.
Amen. Good evening.
Good evening.
Everybody.
Let's see here. And I see Auntie Janet.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll do a roll call. Oh, I see another caller. Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Amen. We have a full house tonight. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Let's see. I see roll call. Hubert, Mom, Angela, Stacy, Auntie Dot, Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty, Daniel, Auntie Janet, and Auntie Carrie, and myself.
Amen.
Praise God. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Welcome to the Nellen Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Angela, please.
Oh, God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence. Lord Almighty, Father, with your Son and blessed Spirit, hear our prayers, teach us to love eternal truth, and seek its freedom everywhere. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Go ahead and start with Mom.
Okay, I'm going to read the song, Mary. The only time of the teacher told him. Okay. I'm in Luke number 1, chapter 1, starting at the 46 verses. This is the song. I'm going to read it. And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy intends to those who fears him. From generation to generation, he has performed mighty deeds with his arm. Has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their throne, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our father. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. Amen.
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 Andrew, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
And next we have Stacy.
Yes. I will be reading from my Grace for the Moment book. Dear Lord, when I am sad, you give me hope. When I am lost, you offer me a direction and guidance. When I am alone, you stand beside me. When my heart aches with sorrow, you bring me a new blessing. Thank you for the gift of grace and love and of healing. In your precious name, I pray. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Stacy.
Okay, coming out of Romans 5. When we were early helpless, with no way of escape, Christ came at just the right time, died for us sinners who had no use for him. Even if we were good, we really wouldn't expect anyone to die for us. Though, of course, that might be barely possible. But God showed us great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since by his blood he did all this for us as sinners, how much more will he do for us now that he has declared us not guilty? Now he will save us from all of God's wrath to come. And since we were his enemies, we were brought back to God by the death of his Son. What blessing he must have for us now that we are his friends and he is living within us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Next we have Auntie Carrie.
Yes. I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So I speak with the tongue of men and of angels who have not charity. I become a sounding brass of a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and the understanding of all ministries and all knowledge, and so I have all faith, so I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my good to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, I profit nothing. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envies not. Charity faineth not. Itself is not puffed up. Does not have itself unseemly. Seek not her own. It is easy provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hope all things and endure all things. Charity never fail, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fall. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is to come, that is when this part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. But now we see through a glass darkness, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also I am known. And now abide faith, charity. Hope, charity. Of these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Next week, Sister Carrie.
Who did you say?
All right, I'll be coming from Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Comfort for God's people. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Be tender to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hand service has been completed, that her sins have been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, and rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will speak it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Next, we have Hubert.
Yes, I'll be coming to you out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thought and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord my God, give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. My enemies will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Amen. Next, we'll go to Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the summons of the harp. Praise him with the timbre and dancing. Praise him with the stringed instrument of organ. Praise him upon the loud clam cymbal. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. That everything that have breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, before we go on, we have Auntie Marie that just joined in. Good evening,
Auntie Marie. Good evening.
Good evening. Good
evening. Good evening.
Good evening. All righty. Thank you for the reading, Auntie Betty. Next, we have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Spoke down with thoughtful song. know that the Lord is all. It is He who had made us, and we are His house. Emma gave thanksgiving, and His hope is praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love is pure for faithfully continue through all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. He done. Daniel. Daniel.
Hello, everyone.
Good evening.
Good
evening.
Gonna be a participation listen tonight, but I would like to say everyone. Hey, during the holiday season, and be around your surroundings. Amen.
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 Praise God.
All righty. Thank you for that reading, Daniel. Next, we'll go to Janet. Auntie Janet.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't hear. I'll be reading from John 14, the promise of the Holy Spirit. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but you know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world sees me no more, but you see me. Because I live, you shall live also. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself unto him. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Auntie Marie, did you want to share it with you? Or just a listener?
I want to read Psalm 61, starting at the first verse. Hear my cry, O God, tend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. My heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle. However, I will trust in the covenant of thy wing. Thereof, O God, has heard my vow. Thou hast given me merit of those that fear thy name. With the long the king lies, and his years as long as, I mean, as years as many generations, he shall abide before God forever. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and trust which may serve him. Will I sing praise unto their name forever? That I may daily perform my vows. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
And
praise the Lord.
That concludes our first round. So I will go ahead and
okay, if everyone would bow their head for the shut in prayer, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you for laying your righteous right hand upon Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Uncle Dave, Uncle Tim, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, the Allen family, the Turner family, Shirley family, Lenny and family, the Johnson family, the Cody family, the Williams family, Micah, the Lowe's family, the Hurd family, the Simmons family, Angela, Ronnie McClure family, Dwight Swan and family, Eric, Tony, Melty, Brian, DeMarcus, John Moore, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Ruth Edwards, Miss Brown and family, Mr. Q family, Charlie and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Desert Kendrick family, the Moody family, Essie May and family, the Beck family, the Hoffman family, the Boyers family, the Rossiter family, the Iden family, Marilyn and family, the Rita and Jesse Verner, Cheryl and family, Joseph and family, and Angel and family, Litter and family, Reggie and family, Mary Ann and family, Vanessa and family, the Peters family, Katrina and family, and anyone else that we are not aware of and in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you continue to keep and watch your eye over your sick and study. Give them the strength they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. For we call upon the Spirit of healing in Jesus Christ's holy name. And we pray for complete healing in Jesus' name. Let everyone say amen.
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 Yeah.
Oh. Amen. Thank you. Acknowledging birthdays for this 3rd through December the 8th.
It has to be 8th.
December 3rd.
I thought it was
9th. I'm standing 9th, Loretta.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday. Looks like I have a Tamaya. Okay.
What date is that on? I don't know the date.
It's December 7th.
Oh, okay.
And on the 9th, we have, it looks like Isaac.
You said Isaac?
Uh-huh. That's all the two that I have.
Melody, Malaya is on the 5th. Teresa's granddaughter.
What's her name again?
Malaya.
Malaya.
Yes.
On the 10th, you said?
Yes.
Okay, and I think Dot said Malachi.
For tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Amen.
So we got Tamaya and birthday. Auntie Carrie, would you do the honor of singing a happy song?
I'll try.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
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 Amen. Birthday.
Amen.
Amen. Many, many more.
Thank you for that song, Miss Carrie. Okay, that concludes. First, let's go ahead and talk about any poems or songs or testimonies. And I'd like to start off with Sister Shirley.
I'll share a quote from John F. Kennedy. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live them. Amen.
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 Next we'll have Hubert.
Yes. Yes, I have a praise report and a song. Everyone, my case was dismissed last week.
Praise
that was a blessing.
God.
I want to thank you all. Thank you all for all your prayers.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm singing a song. If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? When you have God in your life, tell me what more do you need? I went to the valley to pray. Felt so good, gotta stay it all day. 'Cause I have God in my life. There's nothing more that I should need. I stepped in the water, the water was cold. Chilled my body, but not my soul, 'cause I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that, Hubert. Awesome. Next, we'll have Miss Stacy.
Yes. Lord, all today we don't have any time, whether it be full or mortal, bless with merciful grace, eternal love. Let me keep a special in the eyes and Israel of the Spirit. There is like cold.
Amen.
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 Amen. It's the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Miss Stacy. Next we have Loretta.
Okay. Let's see. My reading is from the upper room. Come from 2 Samuel 22. Call the impossible. Although I felt led by God to begin a new project,
I was facing an impossible task. Getting started has never been my problem. I tend to begin with enthusiasm and faith. Finishing is the difficult part for me. As I pondered this new project for weeks, the book of Nehemiah kept popping into my mind. Nehemiah was a cupbearer to King Artaxerxes of Persia. With the king's permission, Nehemiah began what must have seemed like an impossible task, rebuilding the crumbled walls around Jerusalem. After lying in ruins for over 100 years, the wall must have seemed beyond repair. Undaunted, Nehemiah set its task, quietly made plans, organized the people, and rebuilt the wall in 52 days. Despite facing many obstacles, think about it, 52 days fraught with trouble, with no modern machine, no paid workers, nothing but God's help. But God's help is all that really matters. It isn't the magnitude of the task, it is the magnitude of our God that counts most. We can ask ourselves, what impossible task am I facing today? What walls do I have to scale? God helped Nehemiah, and God wants to help us too. When God ordains a project, God provides help from beginning to end. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Auntie Janet.
Okay. There's a story I read I would like to share. From my devotional Bible.
Amen.
I believe the title of it was Who Do You See in Me?
Mm-hmm.
It says that there was this wealthy lady. She had become very bored. She looked around. She had everything that she needed, but she was still bored. So she decided to take a walk. And as she was walking, she came to this store, and she happened to see this little boy peeping and piercing into, looking into the store. He had his face pressed up to the window. And she asked, "Lad, why are you looking into the store?" He said, "I was just looking in at those shoes, and I was praying to God that he would give me a pair of shoes." Okay, she takes the young lad inside the store and asks the store owner to give her a pan of water and 7 pairs of socks. She takes the lad back into the back room, washes his feet, dries them, and put him on a new pair of socks. She come back into the front of the store, and she asked the store owner, "Will you give this young lad a pair of shoes?" He gets the shoes and puts the shoes on the young lad. And as he and the lady were walking down the street back to her place, he looks up at the lady and said, "Ma'am, are you God's wife?" We never know who will see God in us just by one small act of kindness. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All righty. Thank you for sharing.
The Lord.
Yeah.
Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to try to sing Love Lifted Me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peace for sure. Very deeply stained within, singing to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the water lifted me, now say,
in his blessed prison live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true, merit my soul best song. Faithful love and service to him belong. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Soul in danger, look above. Jesus completely saved. He will lift you by his love out of the angry way. He's the master of the sea. Billow his will obey. He, my Savior, wants you be saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Love lifted me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay. We have Mom.
Okay, I'm gonna read another song about Zechariah's song this time, and all that come out of Luke chapter 1.
Amen.
His father Zechariah will with the Holy Spirit and prophesy. Came to be the Lord, the God of Israel, because he had come and had redeemed his people. He had raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophet of long ago. Salvation from our enemy and from the hand of all who hate us. To show mercy to our Father and to remember his holy covenant. The oath he swore to our father Abraham to rescue us from the hand of our enemy and to enable us to serve him without fear. All a
Mom, you're breaking up.
It's bad away for him to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sin because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the risen Son will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Miss May. Next, Auntie Marie.
Yeah, I'm going to read this is the second chapter. So I'm at the seven verse. Consider what I said and give understanding all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of David
was risen from the dead, according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto but the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying that if we be dead in him, we shall also live with him. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Next, Auntie Doc.
Yes, I'm going to read from the David Bad Post. Dear God, I thank you for seeing up upon us, performing miracle in the world. We continue to need them. Place your hand on those who are living in situations that are equal to this and make them aware of the presence, love, and light. Show them that you can find hope in you and grant them courage to put their faith in you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Next we have Daniel.
Hello, everyone. I just want to say happy holidays to everybody. It's good to hear about the voice. And bless the prayer line, because it's doing a lot for everybody. And it's helping me. And with that, I say amen.
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 Well, thank you for that, Daniel, for sharing. Next, we have Auntie Mary.
Yeah, I was going to read this little highlight in the Bible, angels in the New Testament. Angels are active throughout the New Testament as a special messenger of God. Hebrews 1:14, the news that she would give birth to the Messiah, the Savior of the world, was brought to Mary by the angel Gabriel in Luke 1:26-38. The New Testament also revealed that the angel guide, instruct, and protect God's people. Angels still exist, but they are not as obvious active today as the New Testament time of the larger role played by the Holy Spirit that live in a Christian. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Okay. Looks like that concludes our second round. Get your mom.
What's she doing?
Mom said you need to talk about your grandbaby.
What
grandbaby?
Oh, about Kelly singing it, though. About Kelly singing.
Oh, McKaylin did her first solo in the choir today.
Oh.
She's, five years old, my granddaughter.
Okay.
Amen.
Great. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, I would like to say, let's put in a prayer for the Falcons. We need a win.
For the Falcons.
For the Falcons.
Yeah.
I have a praise report. I have a new great grandbaby born Thursday night. 6 pounds, 14 ounces.
Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Does anyone else have anything?
Welcome back, Sister Sterling. We miss you.
Thank you. Yesterday was my birthday. I turned 70. Praise the Lord. Had an awesome day.
Hallelujah.
Happy belated
birthday. The lady has
many, many more. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. And also, I would like to say I'm so happy to hear that Stacy took time out of her Sunday to join us once more. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And also, I think Hubert wants to share a little bit of light on Hazel on her new journey, maybe where and why.
Okay. Yeah, well, she got a promotion on her job to move to Norfolk, Virginia. So it's a possibility that she'll be moving to Virginia. She'll find her place out there already. So I think she's practically made up her mind to take the new position.
Oh, okay.
Great.
God.
Thank
good
the Lord.
Man.
I'll be traveling to Miami next week.
Amen.
Expressing your prayers for safe travel.
Amen. I also want to give a shout out and a prayer out for Daniel. He's on another journey. He get a job back and forth. So he, Little Daniel.
Oh, okay.
His career too right now. So just give a blessing and a praise that everything's in peace that way.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Man, praise God. Back up.
The lady doing? I was on Friday. I will be having a procedure.
Okay.
Because I didn't pass the mammogram test, so I got to get a biopsy. They're wanting to do it for me. That everything comes out
well. Okay.
All
right.
Amen.
Right.
Pray and
pray
with you.
Thank God. God bless you.
Yes. All will go well.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any more questions? Okay. I'll go ahead and close us out. As we close, Lord, we want to give you honor. We want to thank you, God, for the time we had today. You bless each person who took the time together here today. So your protection be on them throughout the rest of the week. Let the work done here tonight come to fruition and let it all be for your glory, God. Help us to do our part in sharing your word. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Janelle's family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that would help you through your busy week. We came out of several books tonight. We came out of the book of Psalms, the book of Romans, 1 Corinthians, John, Luke, So we have some verses that we can fall back on to help lift us back up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America and other nations, and continue to bless our prayer line. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemies. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all.
Love you.
Love you all.
Love
you.
Love
you all.
Love you
all.
Bye.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making the move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
A wall. We can build one, or we can tear one down. Full of God, grant us faith to believe and spirit. Hold on to your promise. Amen. Coming from the Ellen family, everyone have a blessed week. We love you all. Good night.
Good program. Well, we almost got an hour.